I just want to welcome everybody to the teleconference tonight. And finally, we have that funny sound in the doctor's office. It seems out. And we're just all ready to enjoy this wonderful hour together. Tonight, Bill's going to speak on the topic of getting to the bottom of self, knowing who you are. So with that, I turn it over to Bill.
You know, thank you, Donna. I just cannot resist this. I'm going to be punished for this all night after we finish. But I have to tell you, Donna has been very sarcastic this afternoon. She took this title, Getting to the Bottom of Self, and she took the word bottom. And she just did amazing things with that word that I just cannot repeat because of, you know, how the the requirements for being on public radio and that kind of stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that she was just terrible. But besides
Thank you,
that.
Bill. Thank you very much.
Yes, it's the least I could do. Uh-huh. So anyway, we had a lot of good fun with that. Thank you so much for being here, for tuning in to this moment, for joining me, for joining us, and for opening yourself just in this hour to a very, very deep, very special time, and hopefully a very, very deep experience. This talk is actually probably going to be much more of an experience than a talk. When I came up with the title, Getting to the Bottom of Self, I did so with the thought that, you know, sometimes our everyday human systems really aren't very helpful in assisting us in getting to the real bottom of the question, who am I? Who are we? Our philosophical systems, psychological systems, societal systems, familial systems, religious, spiritual systems, and any number of systems just often have a really hard time guiding us to the deepest, purest truth of who we are. And so I'm hoping that this talk today, this experience that I'm opening myself to lead us to and through, will really help each of us get to that deepest, deepest space, to the bottom of the barrel, if you will, of who we are, of that self, where we can find the utter truth, the simple truth of self. So, without further ado, let's get to the bottom of you. All jokes aside, of course. And I asked myself as I was beginning to put this talk together, what is my hope? What is my goal or objective here in talking with us today? And I came up with the fact that I was wanting to help us, facilitate us getting into our depths, into the utter core, the absolute simplicity of self, taking that journey way down to the center of who we are, where the simplest, truest, purest truth about us, and in fact, I think about everything, happens to live. And we all know that way down there, in the middle of our souls or in the core of our hearts, there exists a very special realm, a purer dimension, with an above-the-forest perspective. And we have the opportunity, you and I and everybody, to live powerfully in that wisdom-filled world. So somewhere over the rainbow, if that phrase sounds a bit familiar, of our regular human lives, of our daily preoccupation, there's a world. There's a world that holds nothing other than our most real self, our most real truth. And here in this world of the heart, or of the soul, if you will, we know who we are. You know, I know who we are. We know what life is about. We know why we're here. And literally, we have every answer to all the important questions of life, and especially the answers that pertain to us and to our particular place on this cute little planet. Some of you know our dear friend, Feather. Feather's a Native American elder, and one day last year, she shared with us the Native people's perspective that life can look very different depending on where we're sitting in the circle of life. And as I recall her saying it, though I'm sure I don't get the words exactly straight here, when we change our position in the sacred circle, our whole life takes on a whole new look, And everything around us looks different than it did from our prior position. And that's what I'm inviting you and me and all of us to today, to just shift our position a little bit, sort of like just that little shift of the kaleidoscope sometimes changes the whole landscape. I'm inviting us to move from the perspective of, call it daily preoccupations or decisions or issues, to the center of our own sacred circle, into the soul, into the center of the beautiful, amazing, remarkable self that you are. And on the one hand, I want to invite us to take this journey together today into this special realm, into this inner dimension, into this world of inner truth. And side by side with that, I want each of us to take that journey very, very much into the sacred circle, the sacred inner sanctum of the self that each of us is. And then let's see what we find. So before we do this, I want to say this question. How do we get to this world? How can we access this pure dimension? And the first thing that comes to me is we just let go. We let go into it. We don't have to make a decision to go there. We have no need to have any intention for a successful landing on the landing pad of this inner world. And we don't even need to want it or to will it or to feel it deeply. So I want to invite us right now, just let go. Let go into that inner circle. And second, we just allow. And especially we allow the support and the love of everyone here, everyone who's connected with us in this moment, those scores of others who have journeyed with you and me in sustaining and empowering you right now. We ask them to support us in this journey. And that, of course, is the intention in these calls, to support each other in so many special ways. And third, we simply, and I love this, just remind ourselves that this deeper dimension, this inner world of truth, is, after all, where the real self that we are lives all the time. In other words, there's really no place to go. There's no destination to arrive at. We're already there. This inner self is who we really are. We're simply, in a sense, refocusing our attention and opening our hearts to notice that real self that we are. So, if you're a visualizer, I invite you to look at your heart internally. If you're more of a feeler or kinesthetically oriented person, my invitation is you feel into or energetically experience that inner sanctum. Or if you're more cognitively oriented, a thinker, if you will, please just let yourself conceptualize and think about your innermost source of truth or any variation of the above. So what's it like there so far? At this moment, what's your experience of your soul right now? How is that inner space, that truest self showing itself to you? Is your inner truth beginning to move, to speak, to connect, to come alive? Can you sense or know or feel that connection? Now, if you're ready, let yourself enter totally into, let yourself become that inner world. Become that precious soul. Become your peaceful center. Become your all-knowing core. Are you there? What's it like, step by step, as we're moving into this, you're becoming your real self, your all-knowing, all-seeing self. You're about, in fact, ready to experience yourself and your life from above the forest and to see it through the eyes of your greatest wisdom, to perceive it from the perspective of pure truth. And now you're sitting in that space of the real you, standing in the center of the truth that moves you, propels you from within every minute of every day. And now that you're identified with that most real, true, dependable self, listen. Listen to yourself, your real self. Feel or hear the truth moving within you, speaking, or whispering, or nudging. Notice, if you choose to, that it's you. The you that you are now. The you that is soul, speaking, moving, motivating, holding the truth. Now, listen. Experience, or visualize, or image, or notice, whatever your style is, and with no preconceived thought, no expectation, simply open yourself to whatever this all-knowing center of self, your soulful self, wants to express to you, and to me, and to us. And at this point, feel free to start ignoring my words and listen more to your inner voice than to mine. Or if you prefer, let my voice, my words, serve as a hint or a guide to your own inner wisdom, which might in turn choose to spin off on what I say, leading you to a perspective or an approach or a wisdom or a truth that's just right for you. With your permission, I'm going to allow myself to become, temporarily anyway, the voice or expression of the inner truth that seems, at least among all of us, to want some expression. Again, be in your own world and ignore the words that follow or attend to them, listening to the truth that grabs you if you want. Image yourself anew in and as your own soul. And hear the words that follow as your soul's expression of who you are. There are three big messages that I feel moved to express from this mighty source called your soul, and I'm about to put them into these words. The first message is this. I am. Pure and simple, I am. You are. We are. Nothing else needs to be known other than the simple truth that I, your core, am. You are, we are. Know that nothing else matters, really. The purest truth about yourself is that you are. In the same way that God is, and in the same way that all of God's qualities are subsumed into that divine isness, everything that you are, all your qualities, attributes, gifts, and descriptors is contained in your isness, your essence, your I am. Yes, the mightiest thing that can be said about you is simply you are. Within that are-ness, isness, essence lives every potential, every possibility, all life, all creation, probably not in their full expressiveness, but certainly in their preconceived possibility. The entire known universe, in fact, in all of its mighty potential, is alive, well, as potential in this remarkable self, this being that you are, and it's just waiting to express. Modern science, you know, tells us that in any one square meter, or cubic meter, I'm sorry, of space, and that would include you and me, there's enough energy to boil all the water in every ocean, river, and lake on our planet. And it also tells us, and some of you have heard me say this before, that in the average human being, there's the same amount of energy as exists in 30 very large hydrogen bombs. All that energy lives in you and me. It lives in your soul, in your center, in your core, in your higher dimensional you. It lives not primarily in its boiling or explosive nature, but as a powerful potential in your isness. And all the power of the universe, in fact of the multiple universes, is present in you, and present in me, and present in every one of us who's here listening to these words. It's present, accessible, mighty, all-wise, all-knowing, and it's looking at you, embracing you right now, whispering its truth to you, loving you right now. And all you need to know or to be present to in this moment is the simple truth spoken anew, again, from your soul, I am. I am, and every other truth or wisdom that stems or protrudes from this comes from this mighty source, the I am-ness of your being. Simply be the I am. Simply be the core, the truth, the simplest expression of you every day. And you'll see any other guidance, direction, or inner advice that you need coming to you regularly from that source. So more than just being present to the particulars of your life, be present to the essence, to the isness, to the I am, to the most core self that you can be. I am. And as you attune even more attentively, these next words, the second message that I have to give, begin to emerge out of that amness, isness, out of that soulful potential, out of your innermost truth of being. And the second message is this: let me empower you. Let me pour confidence and courage into you. Allow me to take all that energy that can boil all the waters of the oceans and activate it in your innermost self so that you can feel the power of your being and the wonder of your beautifully created nature. Wake up to the fact that I created you to be powerful, dynamic, creative. I placed you in this three-dimensional world and on this planet so that you could learn my creative style, my magic, that you could learn to co-create with me and take charge of yourself and watch me create your life. I put you here so that you could swim in and breathe in the magical creative qualities of this existence and be a part of it and experience the wonder and magic and magnificence of life all around you and in you and through you as you participate daily in the creation. And that takes power, the power to create. Yes, I am the magical, miraculous, mysterious wonder of life, and so are you. You are created in my image, my likeness, and so you share in my mystical power to create and to manifest and to enjoy that creation. You know, there's not yet been a single person since the very creative spark of life took the form of humanity who has yet really fully owned this remarkable power, the power to create, to enjoy, to be at peace, to know, or to live fully. No one. Yet you can. We can. You can if you only open to the full power that I, from the core of your soul, from the essence of your being, am ready and willing to place in you and to fill in your energy system. So right now, if you choose to do so, open yourself. Open yourself to my gift of empowerment. Open your heart. Open your energy and your energy field. Open your emotion, your body, your mind to the download of power, of strength, of confidence, of courage, of creative juice, of personal authority that I'm giving you right now as we speak. Open to that strength. Open to that gift of courage, of dynamism, of the magical spark of creation, which is yours now. As we let that power move into and through us and let it settle in all the inner spaces where it's so needed, there's a third message that I feel beginning to take form. And that third message, still from that grand, magnificent, endless space within us, sounds like this. I love you. I love you. Within me, and that really means within you also, is all the love you'll ever need for the remainder of your life. I know it's so tempting to look outside of yourself for love. It's so learned to feel deprived of love. And it's so habitual to assume that there's not quite enough love for you or me or us. But listen anew to my words. I love you. I love you from the core of your being, from the infinity of the universe, from the dynamism of all life, from the utter source of being itself. I love you. You love you. Life loves you. All the love in the world and anywhere else is in you, available to you, living at your core, nurturing you, taking care of you now. Now and yesterday and tomorrow and last year, and in the midst of what has been the most terrible or terrifying time of your life, I love you. Love is here. Enough love to fill all the oceans of the world and to fill all the cells of your being. Always. Can you open yourself to this love, this quantity of love, this quality of love, this magnificence of love, this purity of love, this all-encompassing, all-healing manner of love? Can you open yourself to this love now? In whatever form you need it, in whatever way you invite it, would you allow yourself, no matter how damaged or betrayed you may have felt earlier, or no matter how used or abused you experienced yourself to be, would you allow yourself to open up those inner doors that perhaps your earlier wounds closed so tightly? And notice the love that maybe you couldn't see before, but is here now, showing itself to you, saying, look at me anew. And could you let it in? You know, love is so compelling and irresistible on the one hand, and at the same time so scary and utterly resistible on the other. Most of us don't even know that we're saying no to love every day. In the midst of our souls, very precious, minute-by-minute offers of it to us. Yes, love is here. It's always here. It's always knocking on the doorway of our heart. It's always saying, I'm here anytime you're ready to notice me, and I'm here to fill you anytime you're ready to really let me in. I'm here, no matter what your pain of the past has been, to remedy it, to heal it, to transform it. I'm here to work the magic of love in its unconditional fashion and expression in whatever way you need it. So here's our chance, your chance, my chance, a fresh opportunity. It's a clear and uncluttered invitation that we have right now from our innermost and truest self out to you and me, to the expressive facets of us. Can you hear your soul, or sense, or feel, or notice it? Your real self offering you love now? Is that a tangible experience or not? Can you hear it, feel it from the innermost reservoir of pure love within you? That very same love that we assign to God. That's the love that lives in you and me and us. It's from that source that so wants to fill you with its unbounded caring, that's so inviting you into its unbridled and unconditional brand of love, that's in this moment, if you say yes, coming into your heart, into your body, into your mental knowing, into every aspect of you. Can you sense it? Are you sensing it? If so, notice your response. the response from your body, from your emotions, from your mind in all of its levels of awareness. Listen deeply for your own response. If possible, listen for the response of what I want to call your united self. The self, the you, where your body, mind, emotions, heart, higher self, for example, all come together and, if you will, vote as a unit in a united showing as a unified self. What is that response? Is it a yes or a no, a maybe, a show me first, or a I wish I could but I can't, or some other version of your most genuine effort to look at that invitation, that precious source reaching out love to you, and to say as close to whatever yes as you can. If your response is less than a yes, I have a request. And the request, I'll even put the word please to, is this: please let any judgment of that less than yes response go. If necessary, forgive yourself for it. And if you wish, use this moment as an opportunity, no matter who you are, where you are, how you are at this time, just love yourself no matter what. Just at least in this moment, give that yes that says, I deserve to give myself love. So again, if I were in this moment to be the voice of our soul or your soul speaking to you in a final way about love, I would say this: I love you simply because you are. You know, I don't care about your accomplishments or your defeats. I'm not interested in your spiritual purity or your human faults. I'm really not oriented toward your efforts to please or your perhaps great capacity to displease. I love you just because you are. And second, just because you are you. I don't ever put you to the same test as regular human systems do. I know better. I don't demand that you perform a certain way in order to be loved. I know better. And you know, I don't require that you look a certain way to know that you deserve my love. In fact, you do deserve my love. You deserve your love. You deserve our love, just because you're you. I know that because you are, you derive from a divine source that really has no judgments, that knows no biases, that puts you to no tests. I also know that because you derive from that exquisite source, that divine quality of life, you hold the very same sacredness about you as that source does, and you embody the same deservingness to being respected that the person you respect most in life does. Thus, I ask you anew, please, love yourself as I love. Treasure yourself as I do. Open yourself to being filled with my love so that it can quickly become your love. And fill your being so that you love every little ingredient of yourself, and that you love anything and everything around you, and that your love becomes as full and total and profound and as unconditional as is mine. As we're all digesting and assimilating what this experience of, if you will, the bottom of our being is, a deep bottom of the barrel expression of the truth of us, the power of us, and the love of the beautiful self that we are, allow me to close this talk, or again, perhaps I should call it an experience rather than a talk, with the following comment. We've just visited the real you, and the real me, and the real us. It's that interdimensional and interdimensional space where all life is alive, but where it lives in such a beautifully personalized way, accessible to each of us as an integral, intimate part of you and me. Hopefully, you've touched that center of your being and been touched by it in a way profound enough to create in you a special, special connection, special experience, special you. As we close, I'd like to invite you, if and only if it feels like your truth, to consider taking on a practice. I know you're saying, just what I need, another practice. But this practice is this. Every day, or as often or regularly as you would like, spend several minutes just being at the core, at the center, at the bottom of the barrel of yourself. Whether you have an experience like the one we've just had here, or whether you have one of your own making, dedicate those precious sacred moments to sitting in the midst of the soul-centered, remarkable self that you are, and just be, or listen, or feel, or intuit, or know, or sense, according to your own style. But just whatever that style is, just be there for those moments, because the truth that is you wants to express within you, wants to connect with you, wants to embrace you, wants to empower you, wants to love you in a special, special way each moment. And my sense is if you did this, let's say every day for 10 days, each day would be a slightly different kind of experience. One day it just might be kind of an experience of being where it seems like nothing is happening. Another day it might be that truth of you that you are, and you might just really, in a sense, meditate on and just think about and be with the power of those words that I am. And another day it might be about your whole energy system feeling given a gift filled with that very gift of power and strength and courage and confidence. And then another day it might be that very human need that we all play in and live with, that need for love, becomes our ground, becomes our root system, becomes the invitation for us to find within in a way that just invites us to let it fill us, heal us, love us, and bring us to fruition. The truth that might be there is the reminder that we are, you are, I am, and that fact alone is enough. Or again, it may be that invitation to that special gift of personal empowerment. Or indeed, again, that third message, it might just be those moments alone in those days, a time to discover love anew within yourself and bask in its gift. Whatever the experience, the final thought I want to leave with all of us, including myself, is this. You are. You are. And that's enough. That's all you need to know. You're special and deserving because you are. And you have and are love. This is the pure truth about you. This is the bottom of your being. And you can carry this truth with you forever. I thank you so much for this time. This has been so absolutely sacred. You know, one of the things I love about this time is that I have the utter privilege of holding each of you in my heart and feeling you holding me in my heart, as well as holding everyone who's a part of this conversation in your heart. And what a sacred, sacred blessing it is. What a beautiful opportunity it is. What a gift it is in life just to be able to hold each other, even if not physically, in our hearts, in our minds, in our core, in our soul. That to me is the beauty of oneness, is that there's that innermost experience where we're, in a sense, honoring each other, supporting each other, loving each other at every minute of every day, and that's my experience with you. And that's what especially this time together, this talk, this experience has been, the opportunity to love you. And I thank you so much for that and for all the ways that you love me and Donna and all of us and yourself and life. With that, what I would love to do is invite us to a time of sharing. And in a second, I'm going to unmute my phone and ask anybody who feels moved to just say something, express something, whatever, whether of a personal nature or to share your personal experience or thought you've had, then this would be the time to do that. And if you feel like doing that, then I ask you to unmute your phone while we have every one of the rest of us keeping our phones muted for the sake of helping the airways, if you will, and then share whatever that is with us and then mute your phone again. I do want to remind us that this is not a question or answer time. In other words, I won't be answering any kind of question. So if inadvertently someone does slip a question in there, I'll just lovingly avoid the question, because this is a time for each of us to contribute our own truth and our own experience and our own beautiful self to each other. So I am muting my phone right now, and hopefully it's unmuted. So if there's anybody who would love to say anything to us, I would just really adore having you express that right now.
Bill, this is Bonnie.
Yes, hi, Bonnie.
Hi. I just want to affirm the experience that I've been having has been exactly what you've been speaking about, and that just living in the beauty and the reality of the Godhead, the authority of the Godhead, and the deep love that reaches out to all the beings, everybody in the universe, that is just with such joyous companionship. I don't have a lot to say except I just wanted to affirm that I had exactly what you're speaking about. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Bonnie, and thank you so much for the beautiful way you expressed that. You're right, there really aren't a lot of words for it, but it is one of those just magical ways that we touch life and let life touch us. And thank you for adding not just your words, but your precious presence to us and letting that be a blessing for us, too. Thanks. Someone else want to share with us? And as they say on the radio, the microphones are open if anybody would like to express anything.
Hi, Bill. It's Carrie from Raleigh.
I'm sorry. I missed your name.
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. Sure. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. And no, it's just a beautiful experience being able to sense the energy and the love and the knowing. So I want to thank you for that and Donna.
Oh, you're so welcome, Carrie. Thank you. I so appreciate your expressing that. And someone else like to say something?
Hi, Bill. This is Marianne.
Yes. Hi, Marianne.
Hi. And I want to just say thank you for the space that you've been holding for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I saw you, I think a couple years. And I see your messages come across my email, and I know that, like, there's some. I've had this sense that there's something there for me, and I wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, when I got the message, I was ready. I can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm waking up. It's like an awakening. I'm becoming an observer of my own life and my own human experience, and I have love in my life in a human way that's like touched me and then it just disappeared, like sort of in a human expectation, like I would have this human expectation it would turn out a certain way, and I'm just left instead with the pure experience of love and observing all of that. And it's like an awakening that I can't explain.
Well, I really get that, though. I get the depth of it and the totalness of it for you, Marianne. And I really am, with all of us, just grateful that in the perfect timing, that awakening is there, that it's active, it's alive, that you're a part of it, joining it so deeply and fully, and that you're just embracing and welcoming all the blessings that are with it. So I really thank you for sharing that with us, and indirectly just inviting us to celebrate that with you.
Thank you. And it's like a vibration and an energy that I can't explain. It's just, like you said, it's like just something to experience. And it's almost as if I can't explain it because I don't know what it is except that I do.
Actually, I think to every one of us, those words have total comprehension. So, because I think every one of us has had our own version or is having our own version of exactly that, something that's beyond the explainable, but some place in us at the core totally gets it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, so thank you so much, and it's so good to connect with you again.
Thank you.
Okay. And is there somebody else who'd like to share something with us?
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Hi, this is Scott.
Well, Scott, hello. Sorry I didn't recognize your voice right off.
Hello, and hello to you and Donna and everybody who's listening.
Hello.
I love you all. And so, Dave, I actually am sitting and listening to this in the bath, experiencing a multidimensional bath. Oh, my goodness. The experience of being aware that I am embraced by love in a way that is all-consuming and all every moment, and just how silly it can be to pretend otherwise, and how joyous it is to have reunions to phone home.
Wow, Scott, that was beautifully, beautifully said. Thank you. It was just perfect. And I think you may have just, set a new fad for how to listen to these monthly teleconferences. So I need say no more. Thank you. Thank you so much. And would someone else like to share something with us?
Hello, Bill?
Yes.
This is Frank.
Okay.
This is the first time I've been on the line.
Well, Frank, I'm delighted to meet you.
And I've really, really enjoyed it. It feels like a bolt of lightning of energy all across the earth at one time.
Thank you.
I guess that's the way it feels to me. You know how love feels when it just engulfs you.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
And I just want to let you know I've really, really enjoyed it. A friend of mine, Cynthia, sponsored this call, and I just really, really have enjoyed it.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Well, thank you, Frank. It's just a delight and a pleasure to connect with you here.
Same here.
Yeah. And just a brief little comment. In one sense, of course, we can all perceive and believe as we will, but
sure.
In one sense, what we all do, I think, when we come together like this is verbally the focus is very much on ourselves and our own growth or our own special deep spiritual and personal experience. And yet on the other hand, since we are all one with everything, this really is like a bolt of lightning to the whole earth. It really is not just a message, but It's an infusion of a special quality of soul, a special quality of love, a special quality of life and light into every human being. And so it's that consciousness that I hold strongly here. And again, it feels like a love affair with all life. So, Frank, thanks again so much.
That's right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And is there one more person who would like to say something? And that response may be in the apparently not category. So what I'll do is, that was just too cute. I will try muting my phone one more time. There. Yeah, I don't hear anything, so perhaps it was successful. At this particular moment, what I would love to do is invite us to another, perhaps deeper, personal experience. An experience of that bottom, that depth, that below the floorboards, that deepest, deepest inner sanctum of self. I'd love to invite you right now to join me and to join us in a sacred ceremony, a very brief but precious, powerful, divinely interventional sacred ceremony. It's a ceremony in which, from that deepest center of your being and our being, from that center of the sacred circle of life that is all around and in you and me, a gift, a very special, intimate, present, current gift is here. It's the gift of life that in one sense is here all the time anyway, but it's a very particular, personalized, individualized gift of life that has your name on it, our name on it, my name on it. And I can say that with great confidence because we all know that life's gifts are boundless, and that the infinite heart of the divine wants nothing more but to give and give and give those gifts, because the very nature of creation is that creation goes on and on and on, and new expressions, new manifestations get created all the time, always and in the form of special gifts. So we are here, together, you, me, us, in the middle of life, in that sacred sanctuary or temple or mosque or sacred space of the self. The most sacred site on earth may be this space right in the middle of you, right now. It just may be that all of life is gathered around, has just shown up in spirit at least, to worship in this sacred space, to honor that presence of the divine that you are. It may be, and go with this if you can, that the very Godhead or source of all life itself is here in you and very present in and as you in a way that wants to be experienced in and as a certain gift. You are a gift to us. And in this very moment, your presence is infusing itself into our space with the special quality that you were created with and as. And that quality is bettering us, making us a bit more whole, if you will, adding to the other qualities that we already have. And we thank you for that. And yet, a new gift is here for you. Not just the gift of us, or the gift of me, or our presence, or my presence. And not just the gift of all life, but the gift of that creative source that some call God, others call universe, others call essence, others call a myriad of other names. That essence, that source of all life, that lives in this sacred inner temple of you, sees you, knows you, and loves you, knows that in the I am-ness that you are, nothing else is needed, knows that because of your divine birthright, you deserve the power, you deserve the courage, you deserve the strength, the confidence, the authority, the energy to be yourself fully. That source knows that just as it is love, that you, created in its image and likeness, are equally love. Equally love. And so you are the light or truth of life. You are the power of life, the power to create, and you are the very love of life, with those precious three qualities mingled, mixed together in a special, unique formula that has your name attached to it. This has been the gift. You, light, power, and love. And the special gift that is here from this sacred temple, this center of the sacred circle, this intimate, wondrous source within you, is the gift, if you will, of extra icing on that light or truth, on that power or courage, on that love or caring. Extra icing, that extra charge, that extra spark, that extra life force, that extra oomph, that extra special ingredient, whatever its name might be, that you to experience more deeply, more fully, more powerfully the wonder of life and of you, allows you and invites you to own this truth about you, this power in you, this love that you are in ways far beyond what has been the case before, and open within you, invite within you the miracle of letting that light take over, that power emerge into its fullness, that love express dynamically and richly in whatever way is possible, starting now. Can you? And of course you can, if you wish, accept such a beautiful gift. In your own way, as we complete this time, please just let yourself be, in whatever way feels right to you, the magnificent, wondrous self that your soul, your soulful, truthful self knows you to be, and that I also know you to be. Thank you for a beautiful, beautiful time. I wish you a wonderful month until we meet again. I wish you every joy, every blessing in your life. And Donna, I would love to turn this over to you and ask you to add your own expressions and then bid us good evening.
Thank you. First of all, I want to thank you, Bill, for this beautiful experience that all of us have each month. And especially tonight, it was such a beautiful experience. And I feel the unity of all of us. I just want to remind you that next month, April, is a shorter month, and so we will be with you again on April 24th, which is the last Tuesday. And also next month coming up is the specialty workshop in the D.C. area in Virginia. Please look at the websites.